It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Thanks. Good morning. Hey, welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall on a Taco Tuesday. It's actually International Taco, so my wife made chicken tacos last night. We'll have leftovers tonight, and we'll fit right into the International Taco Day. So maybe you need to go out and have tacos for lunch. A couple things to tell you about. So we have a blood drive going on right here in Laughlin at the Riverside Casino. It started about 2 minutes ago, and it goes till 3 o'clock. So if you want to donate blood, go do it at Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort and Hotel and Casino. Yeah, in the Harbor Rooms, which are upstairs, room 1 and 2. So this evening, there is a Proposition 415 in Arizona. And this is going to be an informational, I'll get that right, yeah, open house in Kingman with City Manager Ron Foggin in the council chambers. And that's tonight. It starts, how come I didn't write down the time? I'm guessing 5:30-ish. I didn't put the time down. But if you're interested in the 415 proposition for Kingman, go listen to Ron Foggin, the city manager, tell you all about it tonight. And then tomorrow is a big night. Metro here in Laughlin has National Night Out at Mountain View Park. Bullhead City PD, you heard him yesterday talking about it at City Hall. And then in Bullhead City tomorrow night also is Proposition 310, which is by the Arizona Fire Districts Association. And then at the Board of Realtors meeting room on Hancock Road, you're going to hear the Arizona Fire Districts Association president, Pat Moore, will be speaking about it and why they want everyone to pass this. It's a whole one penny on $10 bill. So it's not going to break anybody, but it is going to help the fire districts throughout the state. And then there's a blood drive on Friday at the Chamber of Commerce from 10 to 2. Did you even know that?
I knew that.
Okay, good.
Yep. I knew about 310 as well.
Yeah, well, and all you got to do is call Vitalant, 877-258-4825, and they'll sign you right up for that blood drive. All right, let's give you a little bit of sports action tonight. Well, actually, it's a 4:40 game between the Diamondbacks and the Brewers. Tomorrow, it's a 1:10 game. And then the Thursday night football game is Indianapolis and the Broncos. Colts and the Broncos. And that's a 4:30 game. Friday, we have nothing. We'll cover the weekend games come the weekend. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Get your Operation Cool Shade trees. Go order them right now. You got till Friday. Go down to the offices on Hancock Road. I think you can get 4 trees per customer. You do have to be an MEC customer. And if you have questions, you can call 928-763-1100. You can actually pay for them over the phone if you know what kind of trees you want. So do that also, 763-1100. And then usually the first weekend in November, you come down to the Anderson Fieldhouse and they pass out the trees. Very simple. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, it's burgers, fries, and pie time. Yes, 5 different burgers for you to choose from. Add cheese, add bacon, and fries are included. And then you pick your favorite slice of pie. Mine's banana cream when I'm there. Yeah. And then don't forget, on Fridays, it's all the fish you can eat. Yeah. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over the place. They're taking care of home issues and commercial issues and new construction. Give them a call. 928-718-9444. And now in the studio, and our guest, you already heard him, Bo, our chamber director, Bo Helms. What's the name of the song? Oh, come on, Bo.
Is it No Name? No?
Close.
I don't know. Like, I can't think of the words. I just can't think of what... usually, if you repeat the word enough times, is it Name? No Name?
Name. Horse with No Name.
Horse with No Name.
There we go. Yeah. America. All right. We've got Bo here to talk about everything going on at the chamber. And like October, I had Emily in here yesterday and the chief from the Bullhead City Police Department. Emily said October is always a busy time for you too.
Yeah, we've been crushed, which is good. It's a good place to be in the chamber right now. On average, we've been putting on 12 to 16 events a month. And these past 2 months, September, October, have included a couple more than we traditionally do.
Right.
So, I mean, we can jump right into that if you want to talk about stuff that's going on.
Well, in September, you had Oktoberfest. How'd
right.
that go?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Oktoberfest. So, once a year, every year, we do Oktoberfest, and this will be my second one.
Right.
First time actually being part of the planning process and kind of developing this
event.
Yeah,
because a year ago, you'd only been there, what, 3 weeks or 4 weeks?
Yeah, I don't even know if it was that long. But,
yeah
very close to just kind of just being along for the ride. And this year I got to help plan everything and be a part of everything and really develop the event, and it was a huge hit.
Changed
a couple things, moved a couple of locations around inside our event, and really tried to, you know, just put everything in a good area, and it worked out. I mean, we saw people, 5,000 plus people all day long, and Toby Cotter, the city manager, is working on running a report for me to actually show, based off of cell phone pings,
oh, really?
How many people were potentially at our event.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool, the technology that he's going to share with us a little bit, but I should be able to get a very close proximity to how many people are actually at the event.
Wow. Based upon pings from that park.
Specifically, like a geofencing map around where our park was.
Whose phone, but just the amount of phones that were there.
Just the amount of phones that were there, which will include some of our beachgoers when I get this data coming back. Yeah. But that's okay.
I mean, that includes everybody over 15 because they have phones,
right,
you know.
Right. So it's very exciting, but Oktoberfest was a huge hit. I can't thank everyone enough who was part of it. And if you don't mind, could I run through the sponsors one more time?
Yeah, let's talk about the sponsors.
All right, so none of this stuff happens without the sponsors, and our business community, it's what puts this on. And at the Chamber, we do a community-based event, and we do a member-based event, member being Taste of Bullhead is specifically for our members, and Oktoberfest is specifically for the community, benefiting our members. So right off the bat, Dot Foods came in again for our title sponsor. We can't thank them enough. Anderson Ford of Bullhead City was our entertainment sponsor. Black Mountain Valley Realty was our beer garden sponsor. And then Culver's of Bullhead City was our kids zone sponsor. Papa John's of Bullhead City was our German Gain sponsor. And those top sponsors, thank you so much. This event is really achievable with the support that they gave us.
And, you know, Lori from Culver's, they brought a big Yeti ice chest full
of frozen
custard. And just handed it out. She said it was so frozen she had to take it out for a minute
and let it sit
before she could hand it out to people.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
These individuals have either signed on to be part of the event through mutual agreement for many years to come or actual contract for many years to come.
Right.
So it's fantastic working with individuals to see the value of this event in our community.
Well, like you said, 5,000 people throughout the day, because some people stay and go and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But from a sponsor point of view, they can't get better visibility.
Right, right.
You know, in one day.
Yeah, it's
so
fantastic.
Yeah.
It really works out. And then breaking away from our title sponsors or our main event sponsors, we'd like to thank our gold, silver, and bronze sponsors. And these individuals are more of our small business that are just willing and happy to be a part of helping our community, which is fantastic. So we have Phoenix Cancer Institute for our gold sponsor.
Right.
Fidelity National Title Agency is a silver sponsor. Chicago Title of Bullhead City, silver sponsor. New American Funding of Bullhead City, silver sponsor. Barron Services Pest Pool and Landscape, silver sponsor. Compasses Home Health and Hospice, Compasses Hospice of Western Arizona, silver sponsor. Coit Cleaning and Restoration, bronze sponsor. Lazy River Getaways, bronze sponsor. Colorado River Women's Council, bronze sponsor. Finley, Chevy, Buick, GMC, bronze sponsor. And Bullhead Business Builders, bronze sponsor as well. So thank you guys so much for being part of this event. It's so much more achievable with their support.
Well, you know, you mentioned the business builders at the end there, and thanks to them for hosting how many of our ambassador meetings and committee meetings that we had, because the chamber was being used by the police department and everybody else for a while over the summer. And they just jumped up and said, you can use our building. Here's the code to get in.
Yeah, they've been fantastic. Wow. Working with them has been a true benefit to the Chamber of Commerce. We really appreciate it. And jumping into in-kind, so not everything is about monetary donations. There's trade on everything, including this show. Thank you so much Radio Central for helping us broadcast about Oktoberfest. But we have Romer Beverage, and although we paid for their services, they brought a beer truck in and went above and beyond, donated alcohol to our event. And all in all, we did 33 kegs of sales. So to talk about our beer sales, we not only doubled our operations from what we did last year, but we exceeded far more than what we expected to budgetary-wise.
And you think part of that was what I call the wooden nickels.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but that was 100% my idea, and I think it worked out.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
You take all the credit for that. You deserve all the credit for that.
I definitely went into the trenches to fight everyone on these wooden nickels, but I think it cut down on the beer line.
Do you know how many you started with and how many you ended up with?
I did count them at the beginning. I haven't counted them at the end, though. Because I was, in theory, I was thinking people would keep them, and I bet they did, but I turned over, if they stayed the same, we turned over 3,000 nickels.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had to go over to the beer garden, empty all the nickels, rebag them, and put them up for the front to be sold three times. So that's fantastic. It's just really fantastic.
Wow.
And those beer nickels got used for some of our German fun games, the bull riding. I paid out $130 in tips. People were tipping wooden nickels. And our biggest fear of the wooden nickels was they were going to deviate from regular tips at the beer garden, which would all go to our ambassadors. And I would be happy to say we only were $70 short of last year. So we pulled over $900 in tips.
Very good.
Fantastic. So thank you, everyone, that attended the event. But on top of that, we had Murphy Broadcasting, who also was an in-kind donation. They helped us throughout the event broadcasting it. Cameron Broadcasting, same thing. And the Mojave Valley Daily News really came in at the very end, the Friday before our event, and listed us in the paper. It's fantastic to be able to work with that entire staff over there and continue to have a partnership with our local paper.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
We had Mojave Accelerated High School's Key Club. I'm sorry, Mojave Accelerated School's Key Club. And then Mojave High School's Interact and Mojave High School Student Council came out and donated time as well to help set up and take down the event. So these community events are put on by the community, put on by our businesses to benefit the community. And Oktoberfest, whether you loved it, hated it, or wanted more of it, it was a success in the eyes of the beholders, which we love it.
Well, that's the main thing. And
and
it's a fundraiser for the chamber. And
that's right.
You know, the chamber, my computer. And the chamber doesn't just operate on membership dues.
That's right.
So these things, these fundraisers help out.
Yeah, I mean, a good percentage of our operation budget comes from our members. That's why they're number one in our importance level. But these events, these non-due revenues events, are so important.
All right, we're already 20 past. We're going to take a first break, and Paul's going to fire it from Lake Havasu for us. What's the name of this song, Bo?
God, you date me every time I come in here. Give me it, Larry. What is it? Is it just Maggie?
Maggie May.
Yeah.
Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS, 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License, 100185.
Now, this is a very old song. Bo's probably not going to remember this one at all.
No.
She's already said the name.
Oh, she did? Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
He's texting and checking emails and everything during a commercial break like most of us do. Hey, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. Yeah, have you been there yet? If not, head up there for lunch today. It's a healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Oh, man. Great food. And the owner, Eric, this is a guy that in his cell phone, he has all the chefs you see on TV. They're in his phone. Yeah. He texts those guys all the time. I think he's had a couple come down from Vegas and eat at his restaurant. So you can eat there, too. You can see the whole menu at ProFitKitchen.com, but you have to spell it right, K-I-T-C-H-I-N. Sorry to tell you, you've been spelling it wrong your whole life. Yes. So, but you go to ProFitKitchen.com, you can see the menu. A lot of people in town are doing meal, what he calls meal prep solutions. You go to the website and you order your lunch for the whole week. Yeah, it's okay, Monday I want this, Tuesday I want that. And then you can pick them all up on Sunday or Saturday, and you're set for the week. No drive-thrus. Yeah. Check it out at ProFit Kitchen at Riverview Mall. Mountain View Homes. Yes, is it time for you to add on? Maybe remodel your kitchen or bathroom. Well, Mountain View Homes does that. They'll even build you a brand new home. Yes, they've been building homes in Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, Bullhead City for 33 years. Yes, they're rookies. They can build you a nice little quaint three-bedroom home or a multi-million dollar home like the ones on the other side of 68 or some of those homes in Laughlin Ranch. Yeah. So call Glenn and sit down with him. Tell him what your ideas are. Let him go to work and do his magic. Yeah, he's great at it. 928-768-7253. It doesn't cost a dime to sit down with him and talk. Laughlin Ranch, Laughlin Mall. Yes, your place to shop, and you can have lunch here too. We got three great restaurants downstairs, and then an ice cream store if you need a snack before you leave. You know, you go upstairs, you walk around, you gotta have a little snack before you get out of here. Upstairs, you're gonna find thrift shops to the Watchman, sports items to Famous Shoes, and sunglasses to Rue 21. Five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. TWN Communications, their service area is growing. Yes. When do they get in your neck of the woods? Well, you got to sign up. And all you're doing is just pre-registering and saying, send me information. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave, and sign up. You can also call 888-227-2095, and you can do it over the phone. You can also stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN, and you can sign up there, too. All right, back in the studio with Bo Helms, our executive director of the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce.
They changed that title a little bit.
They did?
Yeah, they wanted me to be on the same level as the chambers around us, so it's president and CEO.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like Becky and Jackie and Lisa.
Did that come with a little raise?
I did, a small one.
Okay.
A small one. They're happy with the way I worked this past year. And
good.
Helped out a little bit.
Good. And that helps with the second baby.
It definitely does. Yeah, diapers are running through our house right now.
Yeah.
Like it's a factory. So.
And your wife was water skiing over the weekend? I saw a video on Facebook.
She is an animal. I sure know how to pick them.
She, and the baby's 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
She just turned 3 weeks old.
Three weeks old.
Yep.
And your wife's out skiing.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. A lot of fun. She's trying to get out and do things, and she's ready to get back to being her normal self again. She's been pregnant for almost 2 years, had a couple months off, but she is definitely ready.
That's nice of you to give her a break for a couple months.
I think I'm giving all of us a break.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Are you going to give her a break now for 2 months?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then number three?
We're not doing another baby.
Oh, you're not? Oh.
We're not going.
So she's on permanent break.
Permanent break. All of us, permanent break from baby life.
Yep. So once you're out of diapers with your daughter, you're done.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Hopefully.
Okay.
It's not going to be my baby. Maybe someone else's.
You have a mixer this week.
We do. Who is it? Let's see.
Tell me.
Oh, no, Larry. I am so sorry. That one had been canceled. It should have come out in email.
You're right.
I was like, no, I don't have anything on my calendar.
It
but
did.
Yeah. That's because I ran the report today, and we did just recently cancel that one.
Okay.
But we do have something going on today.
What's that?
We have a ribbon cutting today. Arizona Financial Credit Union. And that is 5858 South Highway 95,
formerly
100.
Horizon Bank.
Formerly Horizon Community Bank. So that'll be from 4 to 5 p.m. Very excited to open a credit union. I myself bank with credit unions, and I have no local resources, so I would love
to.
Yeah, I'd love to get this one.
Good.
But later in the month, on 10/19, October 19th, we have a ribbon cutting for Mother's Insurance. And if you can remember, maybe a month ago or a little over a month, we had a mixer.
A little mixer there.
Yeah, a little mixer. So they do
with,
get the opportunity.
Food from the bowl.
And now the bowl is open and fully functioning. So I would expect potentially some food at the ribbon cutting as well. Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe. I don't want to spread any rumors, but
it's her sister, so maybe.
Yeah. But same location, 1355 Raymar Road. And very excited for that one.
Okay.
And then this Saturday, if we were supposed to go in order, I didn't put them in order, but this Saturday we have our community event, the annual First Responder Appreciation Day at Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave Community Park. And that's super exciting. So Karen Summit from Summits of Virility really rounds this all up and puts it together, and Rotary as well, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
I'm going to be in Vegas that day, but otherwise I would be there.
Yeah, it's a great event. I really love being part of it, a first responder myself. It's a lot of fun to see everyone come out and get a little bit of love and appreciation.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah, and then they do that Bags and Brews there at the same time, I believe.
Yeah, that's Rotary portion.
That's by the Rotary Club.
Yeah. And then, again, on top of that, next week we have, on the 13th, at 5858 South Highway 95, so in that same complex as the Arizona Financial Credit Union, we're doing our block party.
That's right.
So the block party runs 5:30 to 8 p.m.
We do that every October, but we've had a couple years off, I think.
I think it was, two or 3 years off that we haven't had it, but it's fun to bring these events back, and I think the showing will be...
Well, and it's cool because all those businesses participate. They're all open. You know, Medi's out there and the chiropractor, Polly's out there, you know, and they all want you to come in and see their businesses, and they're all feeding you, too. That's the best part.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and this theme is circus. So they'll have a lot of circus acts and different events and fun games, and this is a free event to the community. Come out and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. And kind of like Friday night, you get some people that just want to set up a table around the area, and the parking lot's open for that.
Right.
So if anyone's listening, they want to set up a table and be a part of that, call Bo.
Yeah, we're still taking vendors now.
Good.
And the one other thing I want to mention, this is very exciting for me, a little nerve-wracking as well, but our installation dinner, my first installation dinner, will be October 19th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the bottom of the chamber. And that's where we install our new board members. I give a small recap of the past year and talk a little bit about the plans we have for the future.
Good.
And we will be giving out awards. I know that a lot of people were like, well, it doesn't say awards in the flyer. Well, hand in hand, the installation dinner does cover the awards as well. So
good.
Expect that. But it's been a lot of fun preparing this. I on Monday, or I guess yesterday, I wrote my entire speech and put everything together.
Oh, wow.
Everything laid out. So that event is ready to roll. But October 19th, if you haven't purchased your tickets or tables yet, call the chamber.
$25 for an individual.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that covers your dinner. Drifting Bistro will be providing dinner. And then anyone, he's giving us two options. Anyone that provides dinner will be calling you to confirm what dinner option you would like.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. So it'll be a lot of fun.
What are the two options?
He hasn't decided yet. He's supposed to get back to us and let us know. So we're getting close. Everything's getting really close, and I haven't heard
back
from
him yet.
That's Robert.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. He'll tell you a couple days before.
Yeah, it'll be extremely hard to round everyone's choices up. But it'll happen.
Cheeseburgers or tacos.
Yeah. And then we got one other event I wanted to mention. We've got a lot going on at the Chamber, but Raw Power, R.A. Power, on 10/20, October 20th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at 1305 Hancock Road. They are putting on a mixer.
Wow.
And I know a lot of people are interested in solar, and it's a good time to come out, learn about solar, learn about some of our members that are putting up quality work. I'd be really excited for everyone to hear them out.
And if you're gonna learn about solar, do it locally.
That's right.
Because there's a lot of companies coming through town. You know, they're calling and going, hey, I got a solar deal for you.
That's right. That's right.
All right, let's take a break. We're half past the hour. And by the way, if you want to call in, 702-298-1063.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Tuesday, November 8th is Election Day, and Mojave Electric Cooperative would like to remind you to vote the full ballot. To ensure safe, reliable, and affordable power, be sure to vote the Arizona Corporation Commission election on your ballot. The ACC commissioners oversee the state utilities, and we request your support in voting for those who support cooperative principles like reliability, co-op flexibility, affordability, and all types of generation. Please remember to vote November 8th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafauer, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking for some money? Well, tune in Thursday because he's going to be in the studio. Chad Hansen and Terry Sponder will be here to talk about real estate and the money that's available out there. And kind of, he'll kind of give you a couple hints about interest rates. But you got to tune in on Friday, Thursday. And if you don't get to tune in, you call 928-288-2691 and you ask for Chad Hansen. He'll tell you exactly how to come in and fill out a couple pieces of paper for a loan, and then he hands you the money. Yeah, it's really simple at Mojave Mortgage, almost. But tune in Thursday. You're going to hear all about real estate and mortgage here on Speak Out 2.0. Barron Services. And I want to say thanks to Matt. Because he was the first one to sponsor our Kiwanis Club for the next year. and cut me check. Yeah, right up front. That was great. So we had two more sign up since then, but Matt was our first one to re-sign, yes, for sponsoring our Kiwanis Club for next year. Now, he's also the expert in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in pools, home or commercial, experts in pest solutions, home or commercial, and he uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. So, if you need a pool, if you need an alarm system, pest solutions, call Matt at Barron's, 928-758-5499. You won't find a busier guy in Bullhead City either. He's in Rotary, he's in Matadors, he's the president of the Boys and Girls Club Board of Directors. So, help him out. Give him a little bit of money so he can go out and do those things. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, if you're interested in entering the field of healthcare, well, Legacy has a program where they will hire and then train you to be a certified nursing assistant. Why are you getting paid? How cool is that? So, and that's, you know, that's usually, for a lot of nurses, that's their first step is CNA. So if you want to become a CNA, a certified nursing assistant, call Legacy and go to work up there, 928-763-1404. Their services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and it's a skilled nursing facility. So if you're looking for a job and you think maybe healthcare is it for you, call them, 928-763-1404, or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Okay, what's the name of the song, Bo?
Is it Junkyard Dog? Did I get it?
Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Ah!
Yeah.
Just repeating the most common word in the song.
That was close, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what other ribbon cuttings do you have?
Well, I spit out all of our events for the month.
Good.
Yeah, I spit out all the events for the month going on in our last commercial break, but we are excited for the one today. So if you're looking for something fun to do tonight,
yeah,
4 to 5 p.m., 5858 South Highway 95, we can welcome in Arizona Financial Credit Union, formerly Horizon Community
Bank.
Yeah.
Is Ralph Tapscott going to be there?
I think all their big wigs are going to come down. Yeah, and hang out.
He's the guy from Havasu. He's the honcho that runs it all.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone will be present. So.
Madison will be there, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So very excited to do another ribbon cutting.
I
can't even – I think we do like three or four a month.
It's getting that way, isn't it?
It's pretty – not ridiculous. Yeah. It's awesome. Then the reason we're pushing so many events right now is because we're getting so many new members. So
right.
When you see the chamber putting on these ribbon cuttings and you're like, well, that's old-time chamber stuff. They shouldn't be doing so many events. We have to.
Yeah.
We can't thank our members any other way.
Well,
this is the best way.
And Kingman and Laughlin and Havasu, they all still do ribbon cutting, so
yep,
they don't go away.
Yep. Yep, yeah. We're just very excited. But, yeah, we talked a little bit about Oktoberfest, and again, thank you to all of our sponsors. But one thing we haven't talked about yet is our new members. So about every month we're bringing on 8 to 10 members. And
wow,
this past 30 days since the last time we've been on the show, we brought on 10 more members.
Who are they?
We got JB Cabs.
Okay.
CL Valley Dental.
All right.
Breezy Air LLC. Under Pressure Concrete and Driveway Cleaning.
Mm.
Superior Construction. Nexa Mortgage LLC. Charlie and His Boys LLC. Paulie's Chiropractic, which is a rejoin, which is fantastic.
Right.
And then Vito's Pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Would you say Charlie and His Boys?
Charlie and His Boys.
What
and
is
they,
that?
They just recently updated their member profile, so I don't get to meet every new member that comes
right
to the building. But what I did see is when they updated their profile, they said that they do epoxy coating on floors. So similar to what we had done in the bottom of the chamber. And
nice.
I'm only assuming from what I read, but I'm betting it's epoxy coating and flooring just exactly like what we saw at the bottom of the chamber.
Okay. Who did the chamber?
We had epoxy coating supplies through the chamber.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Because the floor looks great in there.
Oh, it's so fantastic. And
yeah,
over the summer, the city was moving a lot of equipment around and setting up store and saw traffic all summer, and there's no degradation to the floor. It's
no
still beautiful.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
Fabulous.
Yeah, and we just had our first rental coming back from the city.
Oh, yeah?
So this past
good
weekend, there was a wedding in the bottom of the chamber, and I have to say it was breathtaking. It was beautiful. They make
yeah
our building look really good.
And they really do. They come in and
yeah
it doesn't look like the chamber after they've decorated.
At all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I mean, you couldn't even, they put up the draping, the pipe and draping and
yeah
seasonal colors. And
yep,
this one was like a rust color and teal. And I liked the color so much. I was like, I want this for the installation dinner. I need our installation dinner to look this good.
So did you find out who they rented it from?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so we're talking about that now. But we are certainly excited about the things coming up in the chamber. It's just been a work in progress to continue to define where we're going and what we're doing, and more so comparing ourselves to what's around us and trying to be better than that. And,
okay.
And by going to these conferences and staying on a national level of relevancy, it's allowed me to continue to push in directions that I think we should be going in.
Well, and the thing that I found when I was the public information officer, public education specialist at the fire department, I'd go to a conference and come back with three or four plans because I'd hear someone talk about this that they do or that they do. And you're going to find that, too. You're going to find some chamber says, we do this every May or something, or every June or July. Or,
yep.
And you're going to go, whoa, I want to steal that idea.
Yeah, some of the ideas that are brewing right now in my head is a lot of the chambers do, like, member check-ins, both for new members and existing members.
Okay.
And they just offer them monthly. If a member wants to come in and learn about ways to take advantage of their membership and push that ball a little farther forward than just, you know, joining and being part of the chamber, then we want to offer a class like that. And that's something I'm working with staff right now to develop a class for existing members and new members to make sure that everyone's utilizing.
And when he says staff, that's three women.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, 10 or 12 people.
Yeah.
It's three ladies.
That is something when I was writing my installation dinner speech, I started to reflect on everything that we've done and how it's all happened by really two very amazing individuals. And I'm thankful for Chrissy and Mandy both for working so hard at the chamber.
And
Ray does an amazing job taking care of our visitor center. But
and Mandy was new when you were new.
Yeah. Yeah. I hired her about,
two or three weeks into the job?
No. I had hired her because I had hired someone else prior to Mandy and it didn't work out.
Oh, that's right.
But I had hired Mandy maybe 8 months into the position.
Oh, wow.
And she's just been a godsend. So
yeah.
Really appreciate Mandy and all the work that she puts
she's
into the position.
She jumped right in.
Yep.
Well, I get an email this morning at like 6 o'clock from Mandy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so she sets the time for it to
exactly,
go out.
Exactly. That's all programmed and planned in. And what's funny about that is I told her to start thinking about things in alternative ways. So our newsletters were going out on Wednesdays at the same time as Laughlin. And it was like a battle who could get their newsletter out first. And I came back from a conference, and at the conference they were talking about breaking up your newsletter and putting pertinent information at the beginning of the week and more of like a recap at the end of the week. And I was like, you know what? That's an easy thing we can run with. I don't need approval for this. And we immediately got responses back to how convenient our new newsletter is because they're not scrolling for a day to try to find the information they want. So we've kind of sectioned off Monday as like what's coming up, and then Friday is what's happened and what to expect for the weekend. And
good.
It's been working really well. But something simple like that is one of our ideas, but I really want to start doing like a men in business and a women in business, kind of breaking away from our business and government affairs meeting and really kind of hone in on our small business leaders.
Okay.
And both women and men and come up with fun events for them.
You know, you talked about stuff coming up and things to do. Grace Heck is in our morning Kiwanis Club, and she stood up this morning and she said, you know, I think there's about 20 trunk or treats, you know, and literally, I think I saw an email the other day or Facebook or there's like 9 or 10, you know, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And they start, you know, early in the month so kids can go to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It
seems our community does this thing where it's just admire and acquire. At some point, we'll realize that there's too many golf tournaments, and we'll realize that there's too many trunk and treats, and we'll, you know what I mean? And now there's like a second Saturday sip and shop and a farmer's market and a, you know what I mean? We continue to put events on that are identical to each other. And
yeah. Anderson Ford starts it off on the 20th with a pumpkin patch festival.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it just goes on from there. I mean, at home, my list is 3 pages long.
Well, soon the Kiwanis and the Rotarians won't have anything to do.
Well, we got Cornfest coming up.
Cornfest is coming up. That's a big, exciting event for the community. But no, it's been great. The chamber world has been a lot of fun. And it's just how far can we push this?
Yeah.
We can continue to define ourselves and redevelop who we are. And I think in the coming months, there'll be a lot of development as to what our chamber can do. Everything in this country right now is changing for businesses. And you know what business hasn't changed much is the way that Bullitt Chamber is ran and operated, or the way we sell our membership and the benefits that come with it. And by going to these conferences, I've really been starting to understand like how a membership should be based. And not every membership fits the exact same business model the same way. And our large corporations don't need their dollars covering marketing. They have an entire marketing staff. So what benefits our highest level paying organizations, and what really works for mom and pop shops, businesses starting up, and how can we define our membership to accommodate both of them equally? because they're not the same. And there's people in between that, too, that, you know, really care so much more about legislation or want to be more tied into their city government. And how can we package membership to just be exactly what these individuals need?
And that's a task.
Oh, it is. It's kind of hard to understand.
You know,
and
how do you take care of the Riverside and then the insurance company with three people?
Exactly. Yeah. And the I like that you brought up the point that there's only three of us in the office, four of us total, Ray, Chrissy, Mandy, and I. It's kind of hard, right? I try to cover the top-level stuff, and then that trickles down for me to Mandy, and Chrissy picks up everything that has to do with the building, finances, staffing, everything. And it's just like the better we do, the larger we expand, the more staff we're going to have to bring on. And we're getting to that point now where it's time to potentially start looking at ways to grow our staff and kind of continue to grow our services.
And there's been times when there was more employees. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with COVID and with people – tightening their purse strings, you know, that our membership's down a little bit.
Yeah.
But it won't be long before you'll be back over 600.
Exactly. So as far as I can read from the reports that I've found in the past, we were pushing around like 615 to 620, right around there. Well, when I got started with the chamber, we were under 500.
Right.
And now we're at 568.
Okay.
And every month you pick up 10, you lose 3.
Right.
For different reasons. They start, they close, whatever it be.
Sure.
But the real takeaway from that is, we've already grown over 100 members in a year just by having steady leadership and continuing to push balls forward where they need to go. I can't imagine what this next year is going to do for us. 615 members or 620 members does not seem like a number that we need to reach. 700 seems like a number we need to reach because we're growing really fast. And I'm just excited. And once I start talking about this and putting all these ideas in my head, I turn into a little hamster on a wheel and just want to keep running with
like
it.
Like a kid going to Disneyland for the first time.
Yeah, it is just a blast. I love to see it. It's so easy to work in the chamber world because you're feeding off other people's excitement.
Right.
Every one of these business owners are coming back excited that they just started their passion or they're pushing their own ball forward.
Well, and it's just like when a business calls you and goes, "Can we do a mixer?"
Yeah.
"You want to do a mixer?" Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, the one coming up here in October out there at the bank and all that, that's one of the bigger mixers that we have.
The block party.
Yeah, the block party.
Yeah, I've been told 600-plus people attend this thing.
Yeah, you know, and that's where you get a lot of people to go, "Oh, I'll set up a table for Rotary. I'll set up a table for my business. I'll set up a table for Kiwanis." Or, you know, you get these things going, that energy, and you're out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they're out there all by themselves, those two little strip malls kind of.
Yep.
It's huge, and you're going to see that in just a couple of weeks.
Right. It'll be so fun to go through it all. But
with everything
going on, what we really can't thank enough is the community support, the business support. Our Chamber of Commerce is built upon the backs of our businesses. And through and through, we just want to work hard for you guys. So anyone that is an aspiring member or soon-to-be member, just know we're in the business of business solutions. It's not defined in our membership, but if you're running into an issue or there's anything that we can help out with, challenge us, push us, grow us as we grow with you.
Right.
So we only learn from the situations that we get put in, and it's been really exciting to continue to. And
Mandy's a graphic artist.
Yeah.
So if you need a flyer for a sale or something like that, call her up.
Yeah.
And give her the details, and she'll email you a flyer that you go, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the capabilities that she has is phenomenal, but our entire staff, just so thankful for everyone.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's take another break, our last one of the day. Paula Voice coming up after the news at the top of the hour. And he's going to be talking Run to the Sun, so stick around for that. And then Sean Hannity right after Paul.
Down to Georgia. He was. It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. You'll have your choice of 5 custom-cooked burgers. Add cheese or bacon if you like, fries included. Then pick your favorite slice of fresh pies, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. If you like burgers, head to Perkins now. Plus, over 100 choices of Coke products. How perfect for the tail end of summer, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Kitchen, Bath & Beyond has been remodeling kitchen and bathrooms in the lower Colorado River Valley since 2005. Complete beautiful new custom floor, complete beautiful new custom cabinets, complete beautiful new custom countertops. Homes, mobiles, and even commercial need a new, beautiful, functioning bathroom and kitchen. The number one company on the river to call is Kitchen, Bath & Beyond. Come see their showroom. Call 928-788-1000. That's 928-788-1000.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by East West Financial Services. Are you looking to retire? Maybe you're already retired, but you'd like a little bit more money each month? Well, sit down with Jack Mafara from East West Financial Services and tell him what you want to do, and he can tell you how to reach that goal. Yeah, he's an expert in this. He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Bullhead City and Kingman, and it's free to sit down and talk with him, even if you end up not doing business with him. But you're going to find that he knows what he's doing, and you're going to like that. And the best part is he protects your initial investment. Yeah, and it never goes away. And every couple of years, you can reset it to a higher amount. Yeah, learn how. Call Jack at 928-888-9828. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center presenting a free lunch and learn for the ladies Tuesday, October 18th, 11:30 at the Anderson Field House. Ladies, you're going to learn about hormones and women's health from Dr. Philip Bassa. Yes, reserve your seat today because it's going to fill up. They're not doing this on the field. They're doing it upstairs at the Anderson Field House in the meeting rooms. So call 928-763-0282. 0282 and make your reservation for your seat. Arizona Comfort Solutions, you just heard the commercial. Summer temperatures are going to start drifting off now. Yesterday, it actually, some of you might have seen some sprinkles. Yeah, I know. I did for a few minutes. Now my truck needs to be washed. Well, if you have an AC problem or a swamper problem, or you want to make sure they last for another month and a half, well, call Arizona Comfort Solutions. And then in a couple months, they'll come back after they've serviced your AC and your swamper. They'll come back and service your heater, your furnace, your heat pumps. Call one number, 928-758-2400, and they'll come running. In Needles and Bullhead City, everyone calls. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry for lunch? Well, go to the grill today. Sit there and look out over the greens, and you can have a steak or pasta, burgers, salad, sandwiches, whatever you want. Happy hour specials, plus Sunday weekend or Saturday and Sunday brunch. You can carry it out if you want, or you can dine in. The public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch, and you can see the whole menu at laughlinranch.com. That nice young priest. All right, do I dare ask Bo if he knows it?
I don't know this one.
You know?
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
You're too young.
I think I am too young.
Maybe when I play 80s music or something.
I might stand a chance.
You might have
a chance. Why don't you put on some Jack Johnson or like reggae or something? You heard of Jack Johnson?
Never heard of him.
Oh, see, he's a nationally famous singer that does beach music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, very good.
See, I know the Beach Boys.
Play him sometime. Jack Johnson's fantastic.
Yeah, I know the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
They play beach music.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, when I was your age.
Yeah, I guess this is different beach music. This is more like, I don't even know, maybe reggae, but
yeah.
Jack Johnson's pretty good.
Okay. So what's the next fundraiser for the chamber? Or would that be the installation dinner?
Yeah, I guess you could consider it all fundraisers, but we have our block party that is a fundraiser. We sell those cards. Like you can call them passports, and you go around each business, get them stamped.
Right.
And that'll enter you into a raffle. We take cash from that. But also the installation dinner is a big fundraiser as well.
Yeah. And something like the block party, that may only bring you a few hundred dollars.
Same thing with the installation dinner.
It all adds up.
Mm-hmm.
And it all adds up to keeping the chamber running.
Yeah. Both of them are small dividend events.
Rewards.
They don't collect a lot, but the fact is we look for every opportunity to get non-dues revenue, and mm-hmm. that's just the way of the game right now. So
it is.
Yep.
It is. All right. So you have an ambassador meeting tomorrow.
We do, from 12 to 1, and then after that, we really do, for those of you that might be listening, we really do take every bit of advice that we get from our events, and we recap them at the end of them. So from 1 to 2 p.m., we'll be talking about the after-action report put together for Oktoberfest and all the incidences and accidents or whatever it be, great, good, bad, ugly of Oktoberfest.
Right.
We'll cover it all from that 12 to 1 hour, or I'm sorry, 1 to 2 hour, and really start to learn about how we can develop this event to be even better for 2023.
So the Chamber Ambassador meeting is noon to 1, and
yes.
Then from 1 to 2 is the recap of the Oktoberfest.
That's correct.
Okay, and this is all at the Chamber?
Yes, it will be tomorrow. Yeah, our first Ambassador meeting back at the Chamber, that's correct.
Upstairs?
Yep.
All right.
In our beautiful conference room.
Yay.
We're so happy to have that back.
Okay. And then soon, I don't have a date yet, but soon you'll have a ribbon cutting at churches out in front of Sam's Club.
If you say so. They haven't reached out to us yet to be a member or anything, but I love to see the new business growing.
The plans are at City Hall. So once those plans get to a release point,
mm-hmm.
that's when you'll get the call.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I know that...
Because too many times we've seen groundbreakings, and they cut the ground, and then you don't see anything happen there for a while.
Yeah. So it'll be exciting. I know we have a groundbreaking also for the new ProFit Kitchen in Mojave Valley. We're just waiting on the date.
Right.
And then I heard of another one. I don't even want to blow it, but it involves Tri-State Wi-Fi. So.
Oh, okay.
Once we get some more details put together, it'll be exciting to see that for Tri-State Wi-Fi.
Well, George is at a conference this week.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's going to. Come back with ideas like everybody else.
Yeah, that man is so intelligent. I sit down and talk with him at the chamber and what he is capable of, and he's created this all himself.
Right.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing to listen to his thought process.
And he's grown the business with vehicles and people and
yep,
just like the chamber.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know about a vehicle, but.
No, I want to get one. That'd be nice.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
All right, we're about out of time. What's the phone number at the chamber?
928-754-4121.
Okay, give Bo a call if you need to. Paul Lavoie's up next. Everyone, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.